Proverbs, chapter 18. A man, having separated himself, seeks his own desire, and rages against all sound wisdom. A fool has no delight in understanding, but that his heart may express itself. When the wicked comes, then comes also contempt, and with dishonor comes reproach. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom like a flowing brook. It is not good to be partial to the wicked, or to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calls for blows. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are like tasty morsels, and they go down into the innermost parts of the body. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous runs into it, and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and like a high wall and his own esteem. Before destruction the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain him in sickness, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent gets knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him, and brings him before great men. He that speaks first in his own cause seems just, until his neighbor comes and examines him. The lot causes contentions to cease, and decides between the mighty. A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and contentions are like the bars of a castle. A man's stomach shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whosoever finds a wife finds a good thing, and obtains favor of the Lord. The poor uses entreaties, but the rich answers roughly. A man that has friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother.